I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's prime minister has warned of a social explosion amid the economic troubles in the country. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says he's warning about civil war. But right now, hopelessness is Lebanon's biggest crisis.
I sat down with a converted Muslim lady who is a single mom with five children and asked her what made her start to look at an alternative from her Muslim faith. And she looked at me and tears running down her eyes. She said, my grandfather didn't do anything to help the economy. My grandfather didn't help anything. Nobody that I know of in my religion is helping anything for the economy, these things.
Adama says the corruption of government officials caused Lebanon's current problems. Pray that they'll turn from greed and pray that many Lebanese will find their hope in Jesus. And it's one thing to know you have a problem to fix. Figuring out how to fix it is another issue entirely. Set Free Ministries' latest development arose from a common challenge in prison outreach. Ministry Advancement Director Pete Knorr explains.
The idea started with a chaplain that's a friend of mine, and his name is Harry. And Harry works with individuals that are coming out of jail and prison. They would contact him, and he would spend hours chasing down housing, food, bus passes, you name it. Harry became a little bit frustrated because there was no concise listing of pertinent resources that really could help him. And so he decided to start this hub.
By partnering with Harry and a volunteer named Anna, Set Free began its own resource hub specific to Freedom Ministry. Check it out at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.